Okay, today's daf is Chulin, daf Kufla Mevav, the daf where I promised you we would talk about Matanot, Kehuna, and why they're not done today. Okay, I charted out, starting from the end of yesterday's daf and going into today's daf, you can just look at the chart in the beginning of the sheet, where we went through, okay, each time we're going to bring a pasuk and say, if according to Rabbi Eli, the whole thing was that because it said it, B'lashon Yechid, right, it said, because it said by the Matnot Kuna, I have to remember the pasuk. It said by the Matnot Kuna. Sarah B. Eli Shita is. It says Gez Tzoncha. Right? Because it says Gez Tzoncha Titanli. Therefore, it doesn't include someone who's a shutaf with a Jew. Remember, Chachamim said only if you're shutaf with a non Jew, if your partner is your pator. He said even if you're shutaf with a Jew, because it says a Belashon Yachit. So now, Rava goes through a whole list of all these times where it says something in the singular, and you would have thought that maybe Rabbi Eli would say, it's not relevant if your partner's with a Jew. Comes the Gemara to say, oh no, or comes Rava to say, even though you might have thought that, the Pasuk says, Trumo, you know, it says it in Rabim, so by Truma, Degancha, but then it says Trumo Techem, which means even if you're a Shutaf, right? And then it has to, each time it circles back to the original Pasuk that was Belashon Yachid, that was in singular, and said, well, then what was the point of that Pasuk? And then they learn something from it. So you can glance back at what we did yesterday. We did Truma, Chala, Peah, Bechora, and Mezuzah. And now we're going to start with Maaser on the top of our daf. So Maaser. Okay, the first line. Af agav dechtiv ma'asir degancha, and you might have thought, according to Rabbi Eli, dilach in deshutfut lo, right? Only if it belongs to you fully, but not if you were together with a partnership with a Jew. Katav rachmana ma'asrotechem. So again, you have the rabim of ma'asrotechem. Ela ma'asir degancha lamayata. So again, circling back, what did we need this pasuk that ma'asir degancha if we already said ma'asrotechem birabim? So why does it have a Belashon Yechid? L'me'ute shutfut ovei kochavim. Okay, it's to exclude shutfut ovei kochavim, which appeared also by Truma. If you look back, that was another thing that they said, oh, that's to exclude shutfut ovei kochavim. We had it also by Pe'ah. We had it by Bechora. That the singular nature of it was to exclude shutfut ovei kochavim. Okay, now we go to Matanot. Matnot Kuna. Even though it says Venatan Yalef Natina Natina Mirashita Gets. Right, even though it says Vinatan, you might have said we can learn Natina Natina from Rishita Gez, which then we would say what? Mala halan de shutfut lo, avkan de shutfut lo. So again, we're going to try to learn Matanot, which say, well, maybe if Rabbi Eli says by Rishita Gez, it's only if you're not in partnership. You're the only owner. Then also, since the same words appear by Rishita Gez and by Matanot, where it says Vinatan, therefore you would have thought it's excluded. However, Katav Rachmana Me'ed Zovchei HaZevach. Now what do you see there? Rabim Zovchei. So Zovchei sounds like, even though you could explain it otherwise, it's from whatever, but Zovchei is Rabim. Again, we're going to say Rabim means even if you own it jointly. Halav hachi. So now they're going to say, but wait, now there's some problem with this. Halav hachi, sorry, elatama, the katav rachmanim, etzav chayazevach. Is that the reason why? Halav hachi, havamina, lelef merishit hagez. The whole thing you just said was, if you didn't have the words of chayazevach, what would you have done? You would have learned it from merishit hagez about the inyan of shutfut. But why would we say that? Adraba, nelef mitruma. You could also make a gzera shavet a truma from there. So from the nitina nitina mi truma. So therefore, and if you're going to learn it from truma, what did we say by truma? It applies even if you're in partnership. So therefore, it shouldn't be that Zavchei HaZevach is teaching us not like Rishit HaGez, because it could be even without that, you would have assumed we could learn it from truma and not to include. And then even b'shutafut, you'd be chayav. So what do they say? Inachinami. You're right, actually. In other words, the answer is it's not because of Zavchei HaZevach. It's because we can learn it from Truma. And that's why we don't learn it from... That's why even Rabbi Eli, again, what is this trying to say? Even Rabbi Eli who thinks that when it comes to Reshit HaGez, it's your patur, if you're in partnership with a Jew. In this case, we'll learn it out from Truma that you're chayav. Okay? And as each time we're going to say, even Rabbi Eli won't hold in these cases that you need to be the sole owner. So then they say, well, then me'etzav chayazav achalam ali. What do we need this pasuk for? This we already know because we already darshan this. L'chidarabba da'amarava hadini matabach. Right? Then in the end, the tabach is the one who's really chayav in the matanot. Bikurim. Okay, what about bikurim? Afagav dechtiv artzecha, which you might have thought, didcha in deshutfut lo, right? You have to bring bikure artzecha, which sounds like singular. But katav rachmana, bikure kol asher ba'artzecha. So what does it say? The bikurim, kol asher, it should say be'artzam. Okay, so what do you see here? Again, be'artzam is rabim, which means you're going to be chayav even if you own it jointly. Ela artzecha lamali. So again, circle back. So why was it said in singular earlier? Lemeute chutzal aretz. To tell you, artzecha only in your aretz and not in chutzal aretz. Tzitzit. Okay, next one. Afagav dechtiv rachmana. We're getting near the end. You can see from the chart. We have two more left. Afagav dechtiv rachmana ksutcha. Okay, that you're chayav tzitzit on your ksut. That sounds like only if you're the sole owner of your ksut. Didcha in deshutfut lo. Katav rachmana al kanfei bigdei hem ledorotam. Okay, you have to put the tzitzit on your begadim in plural, which sounds like even if you own them jointly. Ela ksutcha lamali. It's a teacher, the salach of Rav Yehuda, which we saw this earlier in a story, if you remember. Right, that if you borrow someone's baget for less than 30 days, you're going to be patur from tzitzit. Right, and that's what we saw. That was the person who was wearing, and they complained, why aren't you wearing tzitzit on your baget? And he said, oh, because it was borrowed. And I'm patur, like Rav Yehuda said. Ma'akeh. Okay, this is a very interesting, we're going to learn something interesting today. Ma'akeh, you're supposed to put a railing on your roof so nobody falls off your roof, okay, or so you would have thought, that's why. Afagav dechtiv rachmana ligagecha, which sounds like only if you're the sole owner of the house. Didcha in deshutfut lo. Katav rachmana ki pol hanofel mimenu, which means we're worried about anybody falling. It doesn't matter whether you own the house jointly or you don't own the house jointly. Okay, so it is in fact that we're worried about somebody falling from the roof. So ela gagcha lamai ata. So what's the point of saying gagcha? What's that pasuk for? And this is the really interesting halacha. L'meute batei knesiot ubatei midrashot. It's only your house and not your own roof, but not something that's public property, basically. Okay, so beit knesset and a beit midrash doesn't need a ma'akeh, a railing. This is a very strange halacha, because if the whole purpose of a railing is to prevent you from falling, then why wouldn't you need a railing on a public building? Well, it seems kind of odd. Yeah.
I'm just thinking that a lot of times people slept on the roof in the hot weather, but you wouldn't sleep on the roof.
In a public building. So you're saying the concern is more while you're sleeping.
Okay.
But who slept in the Beit Midrash, right?
No, he slept on the roof.
He wasn't sleeping there, right? He was looking there, right? That's the story you're referring to, right? Yeah, so this is in Ad Halacha, and the Mefreshim kind of try to figure out what exactly is going on here and why don't you need. And I saw, I think it was the Chazon Ish, quoted in the name of the Chazon Ish, that he said, even though you think it's really so you don't fall off the roof, it's not really, because it is, but everybody is concerned for a ma'akeh, and that really, right? So then his answer is, I'm trying to remember how he distinguishes, but that it's really specifically a chiyuv on your house. In other words, the assumption is you'll put a roof, no matter, you'll put a railing anyway. But that, I have to remember what he says. Right. That it's really asr mishum lo tasim damim bebeitecha is one of the explanations given here. That you're chayav to protect in general, and not even from ma'akeh. So why is there a chayav of ma'akeh then? And then it's, right, that it's specifically on something that's meant for living quarters, the ma'akeh. Okay, it's a weak answer. I don't have a really good answer, but the assumption is, I guess, that where does the responsibility lie on a homeowner? Like, this is something you buy a home, you chayav a ma'akeh, and it doesn't relate to public property, even though obviously there's danger there and you should put one up anyway. Okay, Amar Bibi Barabaye. So now, just to review, we had this long list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 halachot, and that's why I charted them out, where each time we tried to say, you might have thought Rabbi Eli would have said in these cases, because they're singular use in the pasuk, that it's only if you own it, you're the sole owner, and not if you're in partnership. Comes, Rav would say, oh no, but the pasuk actually says rabim in the context of all those things, and therefore it's clear it means rabim. And then they try to explain, well, why the pasuk of yachid, singular, what was it for? And each time they explain. But now we're going to reject this entire way of thinking and say like this. Someone's going to reject it anyway. Amar Rabbi Bar Abaye, litnu lahane klale. This whole thing is just not the case. Ditanya, as it says in a braita, behemata shutafim chayeve bebechora. Okay, it says, even, right, a behema of shutafim. So go back to bechora, right? That was on the list. It was number 4 on our list. So behemata shutafim chayeve bebechora. V'Rabbi Eli potra. Rabbi Eli exempts you. So what do you see? He actually does exempt you. In other words, we tried to, what was Rava saying here? Rabbi Eli would agree in all these cases that you're chayav. It's only Reshit HaGeis. But here it says in a braita that he's patur. Now, my time with Rabbi Eli, what's the obvious reason that he's poter here? Dichtiv, bikarcha utzoncha. And now that we have proof that he disagrees in one case, we're going to now prove that he must disagree across the board. Why? Because what must be the reason? It says bikarcha utzoncha in yachid. And however, hakti bikarchem vitzonchem, right? So then it says bikarchem vitzonchem. So if your whole logic is, if it says rabim, then it must apply even b'shutafut. In this case, it says rabim, and yet we know the Rabbi Eli exempts if you're a shutaf. So what are the answer? What is bikarchem vitzonchem? Dikulu Yisrael. When it says bikarchem vitzonchem, it means of all Jews, but it doesn't necessarily mean if you own it b'shutafut. So we now reject the logic. Based on this one case, we can reject the whole logic of all of the cases that Rava said, basically. And now we're going to have another rejection. Amar Rav Chanina Misura, he also says, Litnihu Lahani Klali, he can also disprove this from another braita. Titania Behemata Shutapim Chayeve Bematanot. Okay, now go to Matanot. Matanot was also on the list. And here we see, you're Chayeve Matanot, if you're Beshutfut, Rabbi Eli Poter. And Rabbi Eli also exempts in that case. My time, and what must be the reason why he says Behemata Shutapim Chayeve Bematanot? Because Yalef Nitina Nitina Me Reshit HaGeis. Remember we suggested that maybe you would learn it from Reshit HaGeis and then we reject it? Now he says, oh look, he doesn't reject it. He obviously accepts that. Mal halan deshutafut lo. Deshutfut lo. Af kan deshutfut lo. Ve'isal kadatach. And if you're going to say betruma mechayev, and if you're going to say the betruma, you're chayav, and nelef netina netina mitruma. In other words, there, remember what we said. You can look back at the chart. It'll be easy. So first we said matanot, we're going to learn netina netina from Reshit HaGeis and think it's not b'shutafut. Right, you're a patur. Then we said, oh no, in the end we learn it from truma. Remember we said we're going to learn it from nitina nitina mitruma, that you're chayav. So now they're going to say, why are we going to reject that answer? Ima b'truma, sorry, I lost my place. Yalef nitina mitina, v'yisal kadata b'truma nichayev, and yalef nitina mitina mitruma, and then you'll be chayav. Ela shmamina b'truma nami poter. So now we're going to say not only that, that since we can learn it from both, and yet Rabbi Eli chooses to learn from Reshit HaGeis, what are we going to learn from there? Well, if you have Netina, Netina from Matanot to Reshit HaGeis, and you have the Netina and Truma, we're going to say that he even holds that in Truma you're Patur. That was the first one on the list, right? So now we're going to basically say we're rejecting all the arguments from before. If you say singular versus Rabim, that we disproved. If you're going to say Netina, Netina from Truma, well, that we just disproved. And not only that, we're going to say he even thinks that Truma you're patur if you're b'shutafut. Okay? So now there's a debate about what exactly this is referring to, but let's assume it's referring to right here, which is now what did we just do? We said that we're going to learn from Reshit HaGeis to Truma that we have a gzera sheva between them, and therefore whatever is true for one is true for the other. So now they're going to say Ima Truma ba'aretz im b'chutz la'aretz lo, af matanot ba'aretz im b'chutz la'aretz lo. So now the first thing is going to be, right, if you're going to learn, okay, we're now ignoring Reshit HaGeis for right now, we're going to get back to it, but if you're going to say truma, we're going to learn from Reshit HaGeis and from matanot, and that's what did we just say, we're going to learn about matanot from truma, or truma, right, we're going to learn from one to the other. So If truma, what do we know about truma? It's only ba'aretz. But b'chutz la'aretz im, there's no truma to ma'aser b'chutz la'aretz. So af matanot, ba'aretz im, b'chutz la'aretz lo. Here we finally get to it. Even matanot, we're going to say, is only true in Eretz Yisrael and not in chutz la'aretz. And what do we see? We saw in the Mishnah that matanot, the first Mishnah is ro'a l'chayim b'keva, no b'em ba'aretz, b'em b'chutz la'aretz. So amar Rabbi Yossi min harbil, in fact, you're right. V'hatanya, in other words, according to Rabbi Eli, here comes the big shita. Rabbi Eli Omer matanot eino agim ela ba'aretz. Yeah, you're right. We have no. If we are really making a full comparison, matanot to truma, truma is only by Eretz Yisrael, not bechutz la'aretz. Also, matanot are only by Eretz Yisrael and not bechutz la'aretz. Okay, we'll break here for a minute, and I'll now talk about the history a little bit of matanot kihuna and what exactly is going on here. So, according to this, ba'aretz. There, right, according to this, there's a machloka between our Mishnah that says it's aretz b'chutz la'aretz versus Rabbi Eli who says it's only ba'aretz and not b'chutz la'aretz. So a lot of the Rishonim talk about that it seems that there was a minhag, right? Even though you would think we'd paskin like our Mishnah, and especially, right, we don't paskin like a da'at yachid, and we paskin like a stam Mishnah, basically, over da'at yachid, it seems that somehow throughout the generations in chutz la'aretz, they weren't really keeping this halacha, and you know, it's one of those cases where they say v'chein nahagu, you know, even though maybe it doesn't look like that on the books, that's what we should be doing. There's a whole question nobody really knows, and then nowadays it's very uncommon to do the matanot kihuna, and the question is why, right? So first of all, they talk about that when it comes to trumot ma'asrot. So first of all, trumot ma'asrot nowadays is only midrabanan, according to most opinions. And when there's no real kohen to give it to, because we don't really know if the kohenim are miyuchasim or not, and we don't, right, nowadays we don't give truma to masro or truma to kohenim. So the question is, I don't know if you notice this, but when we give truma to masro, if you take off your tree and you give truma to masro, we give a very small amount. We don't actually give the shirim that they did then. And that's because they say when there's no kohen, there's no kohen miyuchas, like for sure that you know. So chita chad pot, like when you're not, like nowadays, we don't actually give it to anybody. And the reason we don't give it to anyone is simple, because truma has kedusha to it, right? We don't have all the kedusha, we don't have all that. You know, if we treat it right, we'll be in, it's the kohenim can't actually eat it anymore. So we don't actually give it to a kohen. So they say when you're no longer giving it to a kohen and you're just doing it symbolically, so chita chad poteret etakri, which means one little grain potters everything. And that's what we give a very small amount. And that's what they do nowadays so that there's not a huge loss for the farmer, right? In other words, in the days when they gave it to a kohen, so we're not so worried about a loss. We are still, but less so. But since they don't give it to a kohen, so they just give a little bit and they don't give actually the amount and they don't have this huge loss. But when it comes to matnot kuna, since there's no issue of kedusha and all that, and you actually can give it to a kohen, it would be a huge financial burden on the Beit HaShchita. Okay, and it could be because of that. Again, things should, you know, sometimes halachot are financially burdensome, but that's like a huge burden that it could be because of that. There was a bit of an issue here. And people claim kohenim aren't miyuchasim anymore, and we don't have a kohen to give it to. And also we learned that it's not tevel. It's not like tevel where you can't eat if you don't give trumot ma'asrot. You can still eat the meat, right? Trumot ma'asrot, you can't eat the produce unless you've given trumot ma'asrot. It's called tevel. It's asr b'achila. But the matnot kuna, if you don't give them, you could still eat the rest of the animals. So also, you don't have that isser upon you. The issue about the kohanim not being miyuchasim, there's those who go against that and say it's not true. In other words, even if they're not miyuchasim, you could still give it to them. Because first of all, here especially, there's no kedusha. It's not like trumot ma'asrot. So that's a weak answer. There's a halacha that if the kohen, if you remember, if a kohen is shutaf with the balash, you know, with the shochet, then you're patur from matanot. So there were those who basically went into a sort of shutfut with the kohenim. And that would also be a way that if they did this kind of shutafut, it could be, you know, this is one of those things I talked about the other day, that over time it just sort of disappears. You know, people didn't do it in chutz la'aretz. People, if you remember, we saw that people gave it to their wives who were benot kohen, which maybe people didn't even know. People, and those were big rabbis who were doing that. And people might have gone into partnerships with kohenim, which like nobody really knew about. You know, it could be that over time people just didn't kind of that the halacha disappeared. And this is one of those cases where you can understand why the rabbis say, well, if you do this, tishtakach torat, you know, like, for example, 2 days of yantif, right, in Chutzlaritz, everyone always struggles with this one, you know. And they say, well, you know, so that you don't forget that this exists, you know. And you can see why people sometimes do forget that halachot exist. And there came a time where basically very few people were doing this. And Rav Vitman, who's a big mashkiach here, we always laugh, like vitamin, you know, and his hashgacha is on, you know, and there's Rav Almaliach on the salt, and there's Rav Vitman on the milk, and anyway, Rav Vitman says that what you should do is you should go beheskem with a kohen, like it's called mikirei kuna. So first of all, mikirei kuna is where people would, you would make, give a loan to a kohen, and you would pay him back, like he would pay a little bit less back on the loan, based on the matanot that you should have given him to him. Like at a certain point, they started kind of giving the value of it to Kohanim if they were doing anything. What he suggests is you should make a Keren Tzedakah, go into partnership with the Kohen, and then give the value of the matanot kuna to Tzedakah. And that way you give Tzedakah, you resolve this issue, and that relates to where do they get that from? From the whole sugya about if you're a Kohen and there's poor people, you should give your matanot to the poor people, right? And that the, or Talmid Chacham was poor, you know, and that's like a good solution for how to do it. But it still seems that most people aren't doing it nowadays. And another way, by the way, they suggested was if you go b'shutafut with a non-Jew, and that was some way that people used to do it at a certain, they would go b'shutafut with a non-Jew, which resolved two issues for them. If you ended up with a treifa, they would give it to the non-Jew. It was like a way of dealing with their treifot. Like they went into some, I think if I understood it correctly, they would go into partnership with a non-Jew, and if the non-Jew's share in it was that he got all the treifot, and then it also potered the shochet, the guy who owned it, from doing the matanot kuna. So because there's all these ways around it and ways not to do it, so it seems that it eventually sort of a little bit disappeared from the scene. I'm sure there are batei shechita that do this, but we're in some sort of way. You know, nobody actually takes the matanot and gives them to a kohen. You know, maybe financially some has came, some something, but it does seem that, you know, throughout the generations this wasn't majorly practice, and it's a big question. Okay, and by the way, even if nowadays, even in Eretz Yisrael, in other words, even if you say Chutz La'aretz, you don't have to do it, you still have to do it in Eretz Yisrael, but again, they say it's like Truma, the Truma nowadays is only Derabbanan. This is also, many people say it's only Derabbanan, that it's connected with Truma in that way, that it's no longer Doraita, which also, you know, you could say, how could people not be doing a Halacha Doraita? Well, already it's Derabbanan, and anyway, it's a big question. I don't have all the answers. Okay. Now we have to go back to where we were. So, okay. Okay. So now we're going to say, so according to this, what have we said? That we learn, right, Rabbi Eli says, it's Eino Noheg, right? The whole question was, if we're going to do a hashva'ah between matanot and truma, then just like truma is only ba'aretz and not b'chutz la'aretz, matanot should also be only ba'aretz and not b'chutz la'aretz. And then the Gemara says, yes, you're right. In fact, Rabbi Eli says that matanot are eino again ela ba'aretz. And also, reshit hagez isn't noheg ela ba'aretz. Okay? So now they're going to say, my time with Rabbi Eli. So what's the reason why reshit hagez isn't noheg ela ba'aretz? Amarava yalef netina netina mitruma. So Amar Le Abai. Now we're going to have, okay, just like we had in the beginning, we're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions on this comparison between Truma and Rishit HaGez. If you say we have this comparison between Truma and Rishit HaGez, so Amar Le Abai, and as we have this comparison, the Truma is only Ba'aretz and not B'chutz La'aretz. So now we're going to say, well, if you're going to compare Truma to Reshit HaGez, why don't we say, let's compare it for all sorts of other purposes. Okay, now I specifically charted it out like this, because what are they going to say? Why don't we compare it? And then they're going to say, well, we don't because of this. Or maybe they're going to say, in fact, we do. So that's why I put in the chart, are we mashvim? Yes or no? So you can see, some of these in the end we say, no, we're not mashvim to Truma. And some of them we end up saying, yes, actually, there is a comparison. And in two of them, they're going to ask, well, where's even the source for Truma for what you're claiming? Okay, they're going to say. So now, so it's basically going to be comparisons between Reshit HaGez to Truma. Are they compared for this issue or are they not? So if we're assuming there's this Gzera Shava Netina Netina, so then we're going to have to say, Oh no, it's Maaser deGancha and and Reshit Hagez. Reshit, the pasuk compares the two, right? It says Reshit deGancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha bireshit gez tzonecha titenlo. So now we're going to say, it's also from Netina, right? It is from Netina. So because of that, we're going to say, right, let's see if we compare them across the board. So Amar Le'Abai, Ima Truma Tovelet, Af Reshit Hagez Tovelet. Okay, just like by Truma, what's this Tovelet? I have now forgotten. Right, ma tovelet, it makes the produce tevel, that you can't eat the produce unless, this is what we just talked about, right, that you can't eat the produce unless you take it, you take the truma. So why don't we say the same thing by Reshit Hagez, that you can't take the, you can't eat, now this is not, before we're talking about matan, no, now we're on Reshit Hagez, because that's our topic. So also, maybe you can't benefit from the rest of the shearings if you haven't yet given. So amalei, amakra, bireshit gez soncha titen lo. What do we learn from here? Ein lechabo ela mereshuto va'elach. It's that you don't, right, to fresh when I say reshit hu shelo, right, but that, what is this? A reshit, right, they're saying that only mereshit, do you have to give to the Kohen, but nothing else is problematic, right, that we say, right, that only the reshit is going to be shayach to the Kohen, according to this. And therefore, only the beginning, it's not like it's viewed as one whole thing. It's just part of it is shayach to the Kohen, but it doesn't affect the whole rest of it. It's not like the whole thing is belonging to the Kohen until you give your part. Okay? Ima truma chayavin alem mitav chomesh, af reshit hagez chayavin alem mitav chomesh. If you eat truma, what happens? Right? You're not a Kohen. You eat truma, you get the death penalty, death bidei shamayim, in the hands of God, and you have to pay the Karen and the Chomesh to the Kohen. So what did they say? Oh no, there it's specifically the Truma. How do we know? Because it says, Umetu bo, right? Ki chalaluhu, v'yasaf alav, and v'chabishato yosef alav. So what do you notice here? What words appear here? Alav, v'lo reshit hagez, bo, v'lo bereshit hagez. Those are unique just to that, saying just in this case, do you have this halacha? Ima truma rishon v'sheni achareha. What do you have to do after you take truma? There's also maser rishon, maser sheni. Af reshit hagez, rishon v'sheni achareha. Maybe you have other matanot, right? You have to give maybe to the Levi, and there's maser sheni. So amar kra reshit. En lechabo ela reshit bilvad. Again, we darshan this word reshit, just the first. Ima truma mechadash al yashan lo. You can't take truma from the new crop on the old crop or from the old crop on the new crop. If you end up with 2 years of crops, right? Remember this, chadash for, with the omer, mm-hmm. New crop and old crop. You can't take one from the other. Afri shita gez, mechadash ayashan lo. From year to year, right? It's like a new year. You can't take from those shearings. V'hatanya, but here it says in a braita, hayulo, so now they say, in fact, you're right. You can't take mechadash ayashan. How do we know this? Fire shita gez, you're right. You can't take from 2 years. Because how do we know? There's a braita that says, hayulo sherechelot. Gazaz v'heniach, shnayim v'shalosha shanim. If you shear, right, and then remember, you need five. So if you do, right, you gazaz, and then you left it, and then gazaz v'heniach, and then you left it, and you left it for 2 or 3 years. Actually, this is, right, ein mitzterfot. You can't be mitzterif these things. So then they say, hachamesh mitzterfot. But it sounds like if you have five rechelot, then you could join these together. V'hatanya, ein mitzterfot. But it says another brayta, you can't join these from different years. So what do they learn? Elash mamina, had Rabbi Eli, had Rabbanan. There must be a machloket about this. And since Rabbi Eli says we learn it from Truma, he's going to say we learn it from Truma that they're not mitzterif. And Rabbanan are going to say they are mitzterif from year to year. Another one, ima Truma gadel b'chiyuv chayav, gadel b'patur patur. Africhit hagez nami gadel b'chiyuv chayav b'patur patur. So now they're going to say, just like Truma, whatever is gadel and you're chayav, so you're chayav. But anything that was gadel and you were patur from truma while it was growing, you're patur from truma. What does this mean? Okay, so the Gemara is going to thankfully help us out. V'gabei truma minalan, detanya, Yisrael shalakach sadeh b'Suria. You bought a field in Suria, me'ovei kochavim, from a non-Jew. Suria was a place that was near Israel that was still chayav in truma d'masro. Okay, places that were close to Israel were chayav. Ad shalo evi ashlish, if you bought it before it even grew a third, then chayav. Okay, then you're chayav and truma maaserot on the whole field. Mishaviyash shlish, if it already was a third of the way grown, though, when you bought it, Rabbi Akiva mechayev betosefet, v'chachamim potrim. Rabbi Akiva says you're chayav on whatever grew after you bought it, whereas anything that grew before you bought it, you're not chayav, and anything that grew after, you're chayav. V'chachamim potrim, they say, no, it was owned by a non-Jew originally, it was planted by a non-Jew, there's no truma maaserot. V'chi tema. Okay, so now, what do you see here? It's gadel b'chiyuv, you're chayav, but if it was gadel b'patur, you're patur, meaning it was gadel, now we understand what it means, it was gadel while it was on the property of a non-Jew. B'chitema hachinami, and if you want to say also here by the first of the shearings, it would be the same. B'hatnan halokech gez tzon ovei kochavim patur me'rishit hagez. If you buy shearings, now not the sheep, you buy the shearings from a non-Jew, what does it say? You're patur from rishit hagez because he sheared it, okay? But what does it imply? Hatzono, if you bought it sown, what would be the comparison? You bought it sown, it already had all the farah, the wool on it. So hatzono, ligzos, if you bought it sown, ligzos, you'd be chayav. So here you see it's not true for reshit, I guess, the same as truma. So what do they answer? How did they resolve this? Matnitin de lo kerabi ilai. Oh, the Mishnah, when we said, right, our Mishnah said, alokach tzon ovei kochavim patur mereshit hagez. That Mishnah just doesn't follow Rabbi Eli. This whole questioning, this whole line of questioning was on Rabbi Eli. But you just say, oh, well, our Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Eli, which we know it doesn't follow Rabbi Eli, because the Chutz La'aretz Aretz issue also doesn't follow Rabbi Eli. So how can you even ask the question from our Mishnah? Okay? So we're going to basically say, right, according to Rabbi Eli, you wouldn't say this, right, so wait. So according to this, you could actually compare, actually, now that I think about it. You could, right, there would be Cain here, right? In other words, according to Rabbi Eli, you could be mashveh these two things. Ima truma mimin al she'eno mino lo. Afreshit hagez mimin al she'eno mino lo. So now let's try the next one. You can't take truma if you bring in lemons and grapefruits from your tree. You can't take truma from your lemons on your grapefruits. You have to take a piece from the lemons and you have to take a piece from your grapefruits. You can't mix meaning. So maybe reshit hagez the same thing. If you have two different types of animals that need shearings, so you would think maybe you can't take from one on the other. Begabe truma minalan. So first we want to know, how do you know by truma this is true, that you can't take mimin al she'eno mino? Detanya hayulo shnei minei te'enim shchorot ulevanot v'chein shnei minei chitim ein tormim umasrim ze al ze. Rabbi Yitzchak omer mishum Rabbi Eli Beit Shammai, sorry, it's Mishum Rabbi Elazar. It's a mistake here. You can see why they confused it. The whole sugya is about Rabbi Eli, and it probably said Aleph Lamed, and they assume. But here it's Rabbi Elazar. Beit Shammai Omrim Ein Tormim, Beit Hillel Omrim Tormim. Okay, what's the case here? You have two different types of figs. Now that actually is all the same mean. It's just two different within the same type, or two different types of grains of wheat, or two, right? Ein Tormim Umasrim Zal Zeh. According to Tanakhama, you can't take truma maaserot one from the other. Rabbi Yitzchak says, Mishum Rabbi Eli, Beit Shammai is the one who, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Beit Shammai is the one who says ain't tormim, but Beit Hillel says you can't, which means tormim, basically. We hold like Beit Hillel. So now, what do you see? That the whole machloket, though, between them is about the same meaning, but obviously if they're different meaning entirely, like chita and seora, you wouldn't be able to take. So now they want to say, so afreshit hagez mimin, that was all just to tell us the halacha by truma. Now we're going to say, so we should compare this to reshit hagez. Afreshit hagez min al she'eno mino lo. So the Gemara says, in, you're right, in fact, we'll prove to you that it's true by reshit hagez also, that you can't take mimin al she'eno mino. How do we know this? Perhaps now, look at our Mishnah. And now, we're trying to show what, just remember, that according to Rabbi Eli, we're going to compare these entirely, and we're going to say, you can't take mimin al she'eno mino. Hayu lo shnei minim shchufot ulevanot. Machar lo shchufot aval lo levanot. Right, remember, you had two different types. Ones were brownish and one were white. And if you sold the white, right, this is the gez, the wool. If you sold somebody the darker ones, aval lo levanot, but he kept all the white ones for himself. Zenotain latzmo v'zenotain latzmo. So what do you see? Each one gives for themselves. So what do you see here? Min al she'eno mino, right? You're not, according to this, so you can't take from one on the other, right? And that's why it says it there in the Mishnah. So now they say, but elame'ata seifa de katanes charim avalo nekevot. Zenotain latzmo v'zenotain latzmo. Hachanami, mishum de trei ninu, trei mine ninu. Wait, you could say black, you know, brown and white are two different minim, and that's why the Mishnah says it. But then it also says the same thing for Zcharim and Nekevot. Now, Zcharim and Nekevot, you have to say they're the same type. Okay, it's a good question whether you could say male and female are the same type. But their assumption is that male and female are obviously the same type. It's just the male version and the female version. Just like we had Shnei Minei Te'enim or Shnei Minei Chitim. So it's hard to say that those are different types. And therefore, what are they going to say? For sure they're the same type. And if they're for sure they're the same type, then for sure you can take the Reshita gaze one on the other. But yet, what does the Mishnah tell you? You can't, right? If you sold all the Zcharim and you kept the Nikevot, then the person who you sold to would have to give his Matanot from the Zcharim, and you would have to give your gifts from the Matanot, from the Nikevot. So what do we say here? So Hachanami Mishum Detroit, Ella, what must it be? It can't be halacha, you have to do this. It's Etza Tovaka Mashmalan. They're giving you good advice. Okay, the Mishnah is telling you what's the best thing for you to do as a seller so that you don't lose out. Okay, what's this? Deleitiv le mehai de rakech u mehai de ashun. Okay, what are they telling you with the Zcharim and the Nekevot? The Nekevot are softer and the Zcharim have harder wool. Now, the softer wool is better. So if you sell all your Zcharim, you don't want to give from your matanot from the Nekevot because, you know, it's more expensive, like it's better stuff. So what are you going to do? All right, shows, right? Nekevot are... No. So what do you want to do? What you'll do is, now this is a little complicated. What you're going to do is you're going to buy back a small part of the Zcharim from the person you sold it to at a lower price than your Nekevot are worth. And then you can give that to the Kohen. So that's an Zenotan Latzmo, Zenotan Latzmo. In other words, what you should do is you can give it from them separately, but you should, I don't know how they get this exactly from the words, but the assumption is, as a seller, if you want, what you can do is you can buy back a small amount of the wool that you sold and then give that as your matanot. And then you only have to give, what might you have thought? Really what it's saying is you're chayav to give all the matanot. But what would we have thought? We would have thought, now that you're stuck with nikevot, you have to give all your, like double from the nikevot. So what are they saying? You don't have to do that. You can give from there and from there, meaning buy a small portion back. It seems to me like even more logical that what they really meant is sell your portion, but keep a little bit of this harim. So you can give your gifts from there on this harim and then give your gifts on the nikevot. So that now I get it. What they mean is zeno tematzmo, but zeno tematzmo means you can give from each of them separately. You don't have to give from all your good stuff on the less good stuff. What you can do is you can reserve a little bit back for you, and then, you know, that was like good advice. So therefore, when it comes to the other two, also the Shkufot and Levanot, right, so then they're saying, if that's Eitzat Tovaka Mashmalan Deleitev Lemehad Rakim Lehad Yishon, Hachinami, also by the Shkufot and Levanot, Eitzat Tovaka Mashmalan Deleitev Lemitravayu. Okay, it was just better advice, because also the white ones are better than the darker ones, the wool. So then, that's how they explain it. Right, so now what were they trying to explain? That you can't learn, we thought you could learn from our Mishnah that yes, it's also true by Reshit HaGez that you can't take min al she'eino mino. In the end, they say, no, you can't learn it from here. It's not the case. So now they say, but this is a whole silly logic anyway because you're trying to prove Rabbi Eli from our Mishnah, but what did we already say? How kimnin lamatnitin de lo ke Rabbi Eli? We already showed that our Mishnah doesn't go right with Rabbi Eli, so why are you even bringing it? Okay, next one. Ima truma bi'inam reshit shashiareani karim af reshit HaGez shashiareani karim. What does it mean by truma? You can't actually give entire produce to the Kohen. If you decide, I'm going to give everything to the Kohen, you can't do that. Truma means you have to have something left over. You have to give something and be left with something. If you give everything and you say this entire thing is truma, it's not actually truma. So now they say maybe reshi dagez, you can't give it all to the Kohen, but you have to do shirani karim. So they say, in fact, in, it's true. You have to have shirani karim. Vahatznan, here we see it. Ha'omer kol gurni truma, v'kol isati chala, lo amar klum. So according to one Mishnah, it says, right, it's a Mishnah in chala. If you say, my whole gurin is truma, my whole dough is chala, it's not relevant. You didn't do anything. Ha kol gizai, all my giza, reshit. If you said, my whole thing is, what would it sound like from that braita? Tarav kayamin, it would work. Vitanya idach, but there's another brayta that says lo amar klum. Also by Reshit HaGez, it doesn't work. So what do we say? What must it be? Ela lav shmamina, harabi Eli, harabanan shmamina. So there, what do you see? This must be a machloket between them, which again proves that Rabbi Eli holds we do learn this exactly from Truma, and Rishita Gez is going to also be Shira Nikarim. You have to have Shira in the Nidrani Karim. So again, we had this whole list where we tried to say, if he's going to make this comparison to Truma, should we make it a crot, right, in all the cases? And in the end, we side with some yes, some no. Okay, and they prove it from sources. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ha'idna Nahug Alma Kahane Tlat Sabe. Says this very broad statement. Nowadays, the world is noheg like the following, okay, now this is going to be lekula, okay, like the following three old, right, it really means just kinim, like in a respectful way, okay, the following rabbis. Ki Rabbi Eli bereshit hagez, detanya, Rabbi Eli omer reshit hagez ena noheg ela ba'aretz. Okay, now this is interesting. What did we say? We talked about Rabbi Eli by Matnot Kuna. About how that's how maybe the whole heter that everybody was knowing not to do it in Chutz La'aretz. Here, Dafka, they're talking about Reshit Hagez and not Matanot. But if you look in Rashi, and Rashi must have been influenced by what he saw happening around him, he says, Rabbi Eli Reshit Hagez, V'hu Adin L'Matanot. He adds here, and not only by Reshit Hagez, but also Matanot. And it must be, right, this is where you see that they're influenced by what they see around, and they saw that people weren't doing this, so he adds that, basically. Okay, again, that those aren't noheg ela ba'aretz, not b'chutz la'aretz. Uki Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira. Now we're getting off on a tangent because we're talking about other things that people are noheg. Lekula b'divrei Torah, detanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira omer, ein divrei Torah mekablim tumah, meaning a bal keri doesn't have to go to the mikvah before learning Torah. Uki Rabbi Yoshaya b'kilayim, I don't know if you remember this shita, detanya, Rabbi Yoshaya omer, lo'olam eino chayav ad shizrach hita usora v'chartzam b'mapolet yad. Generally, what do we think kilayim is? Cross, right, where you have kileya kerem is where you plant tvuah, like grains, in a vineyard. And then there's a crossover between the, but if you, it says, lo tizra sadcha, lo tizra karmacha kilayim, I forget the, that's exactly what they say. You can't have kerem and kilayim is rabim. That means in order to be chayiv in kilayim, you need, kileya kerem, you need two zraim plus a keren. You need a vineyard, right? The vineyard and a chitan sora, right? And a grape seed. You need three things, not just two. Okay. Now we're going back to the Mishnah. Chomer b'zro l'chayayim b'keva, right? That isn't b'rishit hagez. So now they say, v'litnei chomer b'rishit hagez. Why don't you say there's a chumra b'rishit hagez? It doesn't apply in zro l'chayayim b'keva. Instead of just giving the chumrot of zro l'chayayim b'keva. What's that? Shenoheg b'trefot. Right? Notice, right? It shouldn't be relevant if the animal's a trefer or not in Reshit Hagez. You're just shearing the wool from the outside. So, since Zro'a L'chayam and Keva is dependent on a kosher shechita, right? There you have to give the parts, assuming the animal, right? Obviously, you're not going to give non-edible parts, right? The coin can't eat. So, Reshit Hagez is noheg b'trefot. Mashen came b'matanot. So, I'm Ravina. The reason the Mishnah doesn't say it is because Ha'amani Rabbi Shimon. Because the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Shimon. What does Rabbi Shimon hold? Detanya, Rabbi Shimon poteret ha-trefot mi Rishit Hagez. He actually holds, you're not chayav if the animal's a trefa. How do we get this? My time with Rabbi Shimon. Yalef netina netina mi matanot. Ma matanot trefa lo, af Rishit Hagez nami trefa lo. He says, we learned it out from matanot, very simply. So then they say, v'i yalef netina netina mi matanot. Nelef netina netina mi truma. Matruma ba'aretz im b'chutz la'aretz lo afreshita geiz nami ba'aretz im b'chutz la'aretz lo and alamat nami reshita geiz noeg ba'aretz b'chutz la'aretz. But if that's what you're going to say, our mission is like Rabbi Shimon, and he learns it from matanot, so he should learn it also from truma, and truma is only b'chutz ba'aretz, not b'chutz la'aretz, and the town of our mission doesn't say that, right? So how can you learn it? So what do they say? El atamad Rabbi Shimon di yalef tzon tzon mi maser. He actually learns it from a different Xera Shava of Tzon Tzon that we learn from Maser. Because there it says Tzon and here it says Tzon. What's this? Maser Behemah. You're supposed to bring the tenth of your animal, right? Remember, you go, you have them walk, right? Sheyavor Tachad Hashevet. And the tenth one goes. So now, Ma Maser Trefalo, Afreshit Hagez Nami Trefalo. Now, how do we know Maser? So now, this is a better comparison. Because this also doesn't have to do with the animal dying, right? You know, the Shechita or anything. We're going to say we learn it from Maser. Okay, well, now what are we going to say? How do we know that maaser, you're not chayav if it's a trefa? Hata minalan, dechtiv, kol asher yavor tachat hashevet. Prat letrefa, she'ena overet. Now, not all trefas can't walk, but one of the trefas, if you remember, was the leg breaks, right? There's a break in the leg, and in that case, the trefa can't walk. So therefore, they say, since this one can't yavor tachat hashevet, a trefa can't necessarily go tachat hashevet, therefore he's patra from maaser. And therefore, we're going to learn it from we're going to learn from Rashid Agez. There it says tzon, here it says tzon. Well, what's the problem here? Well, it says tzon in other places too, and that's not the case. So, v'leil of tzon tzon mi b'chor. Ma b'chor afilu trefa, af Rashid Agez, afilu trefa. Right? Today is just basically tons of drashot, and why are we learning it from that one and not from this one? Okay, so now they're going to say, Mistabra Maser Havalele Metlef. Now we're going to say, oh, well, it's a numbers game. If you remember, we played this game before. How many ways is this similar to this versus how many ways is it similar to that? So we'd rather learn from Maser, Shekein Scharim. Okay, now we have to go through this list of all these Pturim, okay, or things that apply in two and not the other. So now we're going to say, okay, Scharim. So Reshit Agez in Maser are Scharim or Nekevot, whereas Bechor is only the Bechor that's a Zachar. Tmeim. Okay, there's no Reshit Agez and Maaser are, even if the animal's Tamei, but Bechor Behema, right, meaning even in a non-kosher animal, if you have non-kosher animals that you use for shearing, right, but a Behema, the Bechor of a Behema is also, they're not Noheg, right, they're only in kosher animals, right, because it's the Tzon, which is kosher, but the Bechor Behema, remember, you have to do Peter Chamor. You have to redeem the Peter Chamor, the firstborn of the Chamor. That's a non-kosher animal. Bimirubin. Okay, you need a number of them for Reshit Agez. Also, for Maser Behemoth, you need at least 10, right? You need at least 5 for the shearings. Whereas Bechor, it's just an individual. Merechem. Okay, what's the difference? Bechor is Kadosh Merechem. The Maser Behemoth and the Reshit Agez are only... Right, they only become sanctified, or they're not. They don't even become sanctified, but they, you know, that you become chayav later. Adam, okay. There's no reshit agez and maser behema by humans, but there is bechor by Adam. Right, we do pidyon ben. Pashut, okay. The reshit agez and the maser are in a regular animal, not a bechor. Whereas bechor is in a bechor. Okay, that's obvious. Lifnei hadibur. Okay, these weren't said before Matan Torah, but Bechor was said before Matan Torah, right, with Yitziat Mitzrayim. So there we have 7 similarities. So then I say, well, look, if you're going to play a numbers game, we'll play the numbers game the other way. No, Bechor and Reshit Agez are similar in more ways. Adraba, mi Bechor havalei lemetlef, shekein, yatom. Okay, Bechor, Reshit Agez, or even be yatom, meaning if the Vlad, right, the mother dies before the animal is born, okay, then they're noheg. But Maser Behema is not relevant for Yatom. They learn it from a Gzerah Shavav, Tachat Tachat from, I forget where they learn it from Korbanot, right? Tachat Imo, it says by the Korban. So it has not noheg be Yatom. Shelakhu, if you bought them from someone else, you're chayav. But Maser Behema, if you bought them from someone else, you're not chayav a Maser Behema. It's only the animals that were born to your flock. Bishutafut, Bechor Reshit Agez, or even if you're in partnership, Maser Behema is not noheg if you're in partnership with someone else. Nitano, Bechor Reshit Agez, if you get in a matana, you're chayav, but Maser Behema, you're not chayav, just like if you buy it, you're not. You also, if you get it a gift, you're not chayav. Bifnei, this is Bifnei Abayit, okay, meaning even when there's no Beit HaMikdash, whereas Maser Behema is only Bifnei Abayit, but Bechor Reshit Agez are also even when there's no Beit HaMikdash. Kohen, okay, they're given to the Kohen, the Bechor and the Reshit Agez, but Maser Behema is not. You have to bring it as a korban. That's the halacha by it. Kedusha, Bechor Reshit Agez, you don't have to be, okay, this is not a fair comparison. Bechor is already kadosh. You don't do anything to sanctify it. Reshit Agez never gets Kedusha. Okay, so both of them, you don't have to do anything to sanctify it. In other words, one of them, because it doesn't ever become sanctified. Remember, the Reshit Agez, you have to give it to the Kohen, but it doesn't have Kedusha to it. It's not like Truma, right? That's Kadosh, and then if you touch it when you're Tameh, you kind of mess it up. But the Maser Behema, you're Makdish it when it goes Tachar HaShevet. Umichira, okay? The Kohen can sell Bechor and Reshit Agez if he wants, but Maser Behema, no, the owner of the Maser Behema can't sell it. And there you have 8, so Hanach Nefishin. So you have 8 versus 7. We should then compare it to Bechor. So what do they answer? Well, there's one that's more relevant than all the rest. Pashut mi pashut adifle. We'd rather learn something that's not a Bechor from something that's not a Bechor. And therefore, we don't want to learn it from Bechor because Bechor is Bechor. Right? It's a bit of a strange answer. But, you know, we basically look at Bechorim as having a totally different status. So therefore, we're not going to learn it from that.